Hi, this is Brian Gregory with Admanity.com, and you're listening to EA Interviews.
EA Interviews, episode 268.
Inspiration, transformation, success stories, and the imperfect action round. 7 days a week. Join Mario Ficini for today's Expert Authority Effect interview.
You've heard of selling, you've heard of social selling, you may have heard of direct selling, and I love talking about sales and profits because this is business, and that's ultimately not necessarily the only reason you started your company, but I would say you want the freedom, you want to be able to do things with your life that these provide. Well, what is the point of selling if you're not connecting emotionally? What is the point of selling if you pay for billboards, TV, radio, social media, Facebook ads, all these different things, and you're not connecting with your ideal prospect? I've done this, don't recommend it, but that's why I'm excited. I have Brian Gregory, founder and CEO of Admanity.com, and we're going to be diving in to why emotional selling is so important for your ads and your business. I'm going to bring them up right after we thank our sponsor. Every business needs a book, including yours. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Gregory. Brian, how are you feeling today?
I'm great, Mario. I'm happy to be here on the show. Can't wait to get into all this good material we've got.
I am excited also and want to say it is amazing what you're doing because so many people, you know, I was talking about the direct selling, the social selling. It's like you can have all these different things, but why is it so important to connect on an emotional level?
It's a great question. And I wish it was a question I wish more people would ask. You can't sell much in this world until you connect emotionally because emotions trigger purchases. In facts and figures and rationality and logic and all the things we're so proud of when we talk to our smart friends have almost nothing to do with the purchase decisions that we make. Have you ever made a purchase you shouldn't have? You made it emotionally. Have you ever made a purchase you were thrilled you made? You made it emotionally. In fact, everything that's been sold on planet Earth since the dawn of product time has been sold emotionally to you, and your emotions are what purchased it. So what we're doing at Admanity is we're bringing everything back down to the caveman days, and we're saying, here are the emotions that sell stuff. Don't you want to learn these?
I know there's a whole laundry list. What would you say are the top 3 to 5 triggers that people buy from emotionally?
Well, there's authority, which is trust, and there's urgency, which is fear, fear of loss, fear of missing out. That's a biggie. Happiness, that everyone wants to be happier. So that's affinity. Temptation, that's desire. You don't really need it, but you want it, right?
And attraction. I should not be smiling that much on that one, but I get what you mean.
Yeah, temptation is a great archetype. It offers both forgiveness and permission. And then attraction, which we probably will talk about later, but that's the archetype of change. And everyone wants to improve and to do better. And there's 15 actually that we've isolated that make sales easy and simple for brands. And so those are some of the major players, but they're all simple like that. They're all what we call primal emotions, caveman.
So I want to ask you, do you want to share any more of those, of the 15? That's quite a bit.
I can share, you know, all of them, that there's community, which is the archetype of belonging. Okay. There's fascination, which is excitement. There is altruism, which is empathy.
And I like that one too.
Yeah, there's ambition, which is greed. There's prestige, which is ego, and admiration, which is envy. Now, those sound kind of negative, but the yin and yang of this emotional world that we live in, because about half of them are what you might call negative, half of them are what you call positive, but they all motivate humans to do better. And that's the point. You may envy somebody, so you try harder to be more like them. Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing. You've improved. So a lot of these emotions, don't get hung up on the labels. What matters is how you trigger them and the combinations of emotions that work together to trigger even more emotions. And that's what the algorithm has figured out of Admanity. So we'll talk a little about that, but then there's a lot of math involved in what we're about to go into.
Yeah. And I'm glad you have this information, because a lot of these you're talking about, like you're saying, they could be construed as bad. And I've had personal insights, business insights. I mean, it's all personal to me. I mean, your business is just a reflection of you. But there's things where growing up, I was like, well, I shouldn't be doing this. It's a bad thing. It's a bad thing, because it was hammered in, because it was bad. Like you were saying with the envy, envy is bad, you know, greed, lust, gluttony, wrath, you know, the seven deadly sins. It's like, these are all bad. But I think there is a degree of, what are you doing with it? Because the authority, you can do a lot of bad stuff with authority, but you can also mm-hmm. do a lot of good stuff with it. Mm-hmm. And yep. if your heart's in the right place, I would think you can turn any of these really into something good, depending on what your heart is and the final outcome of it. Because at the end of the day, you could go, well, I don't want to be authoritative. That's not me. I'm a caring person. Okay, but it's going to be real hard to sell when you're in a room full of people that's all they're looking for.
Yeah, all these emotions, these triggers, as we call them, and archetypes, which are a series of traits within them. You know, authority could be awful if it was a dictatorship and the dictator was a mean, nasty person. But authority is a wonderful thing in school. It keeps everybody in line and learning at the same pace. So, you know, everything tempered is fine. You know, there's nothing wrong with wanting more for your family. Greed archetype, the ambition archetype, is about the want of more. It doesn't mean to a fault. It means I want a better house for my family. I want a better education for my kids. I want better food on the table. And if I have to work a little harder or do something extra, then that's what that archetype is all about. So it's all good in the end. Anything in advertising is a good ending. It has to be. There's no bad endings in advertising.
And you were sharing, there's the authority, the community. What are a couple more of the 15?
Oh, let's see. Service is another one. That's the life of ease and convenience. Persuasion, which, you know, that's a big one. We all want an easier life. Persuasion is association to bigger, better things. You'll see that in your report a lot. We associate to things that we don't have yet, and therefore we get them, or we are perceived to already have them. Approval is the archetype of popularity. A lot of brands trade on popularity. For example, a car insurance company. All insurances are similar, but they trade on approval. That's why Geico wants your approval so badly in those commercials, and they make them so funny, so you like them. It's an approval brand, and they need to raise their bar of popularity. When their popularity goes up, they make more money. So each of the archetypes has a function like that. They all tie into business. And unlike a personality test, which everybody's probably taken by now in their lives, we don't show you necessarily the personality of your brand. We're trying to show you how your brand will make more money in the marketplace. These are the triggers. These are the emotions your customers must feel. These are the formulas that always work for this type of product. Learn those, and you know, life gets easy after that.
So for someone that is going, okay, I'm not sure where my ads are right now. I think we're having success with them, but you know, I think it was Ogilvy who said, you know, I 50% of my ads are working. I just don't know which 50% or which half. Yeah. And what would you say is a step they should take right now today to go, okay, here's where I should start to narrow this down and really get this granular and finite so they can sell more and be more effective in the terms of online, you know, they have higher conversion rates.
Right. Well, the reason we start Admanity with a 5-minute test is to diagnose the brand. We want to know which of those archetypes you are. Once we get to that destination, now we can show you very simple tactics and strategies that you can use in your social media, in your email, in your print ads, radio, TV, billboard, door hangers. It does not matter what kind of media you choose for your brand. the archetypes and the emotions will work in all of them. And so we show you, the first thing we show you is the four big emotions of your brand. There are four, think of them like your front line in football, right? These are the four big players of your brand. You're going to need them. You're going to use them in everything you do from now on. We educate you what those are and how to trigger them. And then we pair those up with tactics so you can have a lot of variety and a lot of diversity. So you don't have to do the same ad every time. We actually give you 16 different ways to go to the exact same destination. And that destination is a sold product or a sold service. 16 different formulas, completely different, but they all sell your particular brand. And that's what small businesses need. They don't just need one little solution. They need several, because one might work for your social, another one's going to work for your print a little better, and one's more visual, so maybe that's your TV or your website. So you'll see when you open up it, for the people that are watching, we make it so simple and so easy to understand. So it's not hard. It's just, you just have to read and learn it.
And I will say, for anyone listening, Expert Authority World, the test is amazing. I took it, and it was very eye-opening, because I would like to think I have this dialed in, but the reality is I'm always learning, and I don't. I have it dialed in more than before, but you can always improve, and things change, this and that. And some of the questions were just like, and I told Brian right before we started, I go, I really enjoyed the test, but there was a few questions I was upset about, because I was honest and truthful, and I put no when I was asking, does your brand do XYZ? And I put no, but I knew the answer is yes. That's what we're striving for. But when you're open and honest with yourself, that's where you can have the change. If you're constantly sitting there lying, being like, oh, we do everything perfect. Well, okay, cool. Maybe I should have you on, because you figured out something that only Jesus has. And it's a very intriguing test, and I'm excited that he has it available for you, because like we're talking about, it doesn't matter how, think about how much you you're spending. It's not an investment till you get an ROI on it. Think about how much you spend on all these different things. And it always, 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 you've heard me say it before, it comes down to your dialed in customer. Are you speaking to the right prospect? So Brian, for someone that's already been doing an ad campaign, and let's say, so you have someone new who might not know any of this or the very beginning stages and goes, this was going to be a leaps and bounds ahead. But what do you do to, how do you handle someone who's already established, that's been around and might think they know everything and, oh, we already have this dialed in, or we already know this?
Yeah, and that's a good question, because when I was selling advertising for a living, I'd run into these curmudgeons when I try to sell them an ad. They've been doing the same thing for 20 years, and they're still around. Can't really say it didn't work, but then the belief wasn't necessarily there that it could be better. And so what I would tell those people is to just invest a little time and read, because I guarantee you, none of those people have 16 different formulas on their desk right now. And if you asked them for even one formula, they would probably not be able to give it to you and explain why that works. Some of them don't even understand why the ad works. They just know it works, so they're afraid to change it. And that's just as bad. To live in fear of a good ad is just as bad as living in fear of never finding the good ad. You can't change. You can't move. You can't negotiate the channels in business if you don't know what you're doing. And so what we do is we make it clear. We just basically say, look, this is what has always worked. This is what works. These things are sort of like as old as time itself. You know, Mario, you and I have the same emotions of Caesar and Mozart and Aristotle and Shakespeare. And we remember their brands because they did a good job in their time. But are our brands going to be remembered? Well, if we use the emotions properly, because emotions are like thumbtacks, you know, you put a post-it note on the fridge and it's got a nice little thought on it, doesn't it? But it falls off after a couple of days. You thumbtack that thing up there and it stays up. And those are the emotions. Those are the things that make it stick in your mind and your subconscious, because everything is subconscious in advertising. Even though we talk like consciously right now, you and I are very consciously having this conversation and the listeners are consciously listening. But what's going in your subconscious is completely different. And that's where everything gets sold. The subconscious is the best customer in the world if you learn how to speak to it. And that's what we would show a business person 20 years, 30 years. I don't care if you've been doing it 50 years. We can show you how to improve it, and we can do it in 5 minutes. And that's the amazing thing about Admanity. It's fast and it's inexpensive. It's only $397. Anybody can afford this in business. It's not going to break you. It's not $397 a month, and there's no big upsell. This is it. And so it's just a tool we want to make sure everybody in America can get access to.
Now, let me ask you about, you had mentioned your background in advertising. So what is the backstory of Admanity?
The backstory is I had a magazine that I never really planned to own. I got it in a business deal, and all of a sudden I was a magazine owner. Yay. Then I had to learn how to sell ads, because magazines need lots and lots of ads to survive. And so I, over the 20-year period, I interacted with probably about 5,000 business owners. And I sold them ads, and most of the ads probably weren't very effective over time. You feel bad for them. They hand you the ad. They give you what you ask for. And you put the ad out there, and it doesn't pull. And the magazines are on every corner. But the ad or that, you know, is just not working. And I got so tired of hearing that the ad isn't performing or this or that. And you know it's the ad. After 20 years, you know it's the ad. It's rude to say so sometimes. And so I decided, you know what, I'm just going to create a system so that every person that comes in my magazine will never, ever again not know what to do. And I eventually sold the magazine. And, you know, now I just have Admanity. It led to this algorithm, a 7-year pilgrimage to find these answers, to make it usable online so that it could just be a 5-minute test and not a 10-hour interrogation. And so out of the need to not lose customers to ads that are horrible, and most ads on a local level are horrible, my guess is over 90% are ineffective, completely ineffective for the local market people. That's everybody on Main Street USA and even some multi-million dollar brands, because they were never shown these tactics and techniques, and they're not going to hire an agency for $20,000 to build an ad for them. So they're kind of left in that in-between spot, that's very, very empty space. Nobody's helping these people, and yet they need it. Especially now as we're recording this, it's kind of a COVID economy, and we're trying to come out of it, and everyone's got a bloody nose, and we're all just trying to get back to where we were. Well, there's no time to waste. We need it fast. We need answers now. You need to know what works. You don't want to have any more doubts about it. Let's just put this into effect and get some stuff going, because if we don't, somebody else is, and everybody's going to get back in the water at the same time. You know what's going to happen. It's going to be a crazy mad dash for cash when the market comes back, and you want to be in position to inherit that flow, not be the last person off of the beach and getting onto the surfboard. You want to be the first one in the water. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you definitely do, and I've always told people you want to keep advertising because a lot of people pull back. And you bring up a good point, the timeline, because there's so many services. There's one I'm thinking of I really don't want to name because it's common. Everyone knows about it, and it's really needed. But I'll never forget when they're like, oh, it's going to take 6 to 12 months for the campaign. Like, what? You know, there's strategies that are short-term strategies where it's like, here's what you can do today, and that's why I geared the show. You know, I have the imperfect action round. It's like, and I'm always asking, what can someone do today right now? Because it's like, there's some things you can do immediately that will give you this giant boost. And then there's other ones where it's like, it's going to probably take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, but start it now because it's always going to take that long. So if you wait a year, it's not going to be any quicker. And you got to couple this. So I'm glad you're giving someone a short-term option as well as a long-term option, because if you never know this, it's not going to magically fix itself next year or the year after if you never do something in that area. You know, there's people that talk about finances and sales, and it's like, well, I never learned this in school. It's like, well, learn it after school then. I didn't learn it in school either, but at some point, you know, you're allowed to.
You bring up a good point. I always say this in my seminars, back when I used to give seminars and speeches. We live in a digital age and tech age, and there's no doubt about it. It's moving faster. I call it the bullet train of technology, and it's moving ahead of you at 300 miles an hour right now, and its job is to stay ahead of you forever. You should never catch the bullet train of technology if they had their wish. They make money in the ignorance in between where you are and where they are. And that's fine. But if all you do is chase the bullet train, the algorithms, the SEOs, the emails, the funnels, and everything else that we have, you know, crashing down around us, you're always going to be following the leader. And instead, what I would recommend for the listeners is, wouldn't it be smart if you just took a step back, get off the train for a second, take a step back and study the 15 emotions that have sold everything on the planet. I mean, every single thing. And since people aren't going to change, human 2.0 hasn't come out yet, by the way, we're all 1.0 models. So it still works. And these emotions are part of us. It's our DNA. Learn how to use that. And then you can use the bullet train to your advantage. Instead of beating you every time, you're now getting your ads running quicker and you're finding your targeted customers faster because you know exactly what to say to them when you find them. Because no good to run expensive Facebook ads and have all this targeting going on if you don't know what to say to them once you finally isolate this group of ideal customers. They're just like us. They're humans. They respond to certain things and they walk away from everything else. You need to know what works. And so these 15 emotions are sort of like the knuckle dragging caveman primal things you can't get away from. They just happen. You don't even think about it. And so we show you these very simple formulas that have always worked. And we use the big brands to show it to you. I mean, I can give you some examples if you like, but we show you using actual brands in the market that have gone from zero to hero. Just literally, you know, they were losing horribly, changed the formula just that much. And boom, the brand is just skyrocketing. And that's what.
Yeah, generally, it's not that you need to change the whole business. It's most people, I'd say, are 90-95% of the way there, and it's just a small tweak. And they think, I have to change everything. It's like, you just spent 2 to 5 years changing everything. It's already changed. Just stop calling them this or start doing this here. Speaking of all the brands you've worked with and have been able to help, who's been your biggest transformational story after using your assessment and going through your process?
Well, I guess one of the things I'm proud of is I was called in to consult with a magazine that was losing business. And, you know, all magazines lose customers. There's nothing wrong with that. But to lose them and not try to do something about it, I think that's a crime. So we were called in to fix. So when a customer was canceling, they would bring me in, and I'd go to the guy who was already mad. He wants to cancel. He doesn't want to run the ads anymore. He's not a friendly face. And I say, hey, I'll tell you what, let me do an ad for you, and I'll be back in 7 days. And if it's not exactly like I say, and if it doesn't blow your mind, I'll sign the cancellation myself. How's that? Give me one shot, and let's see what you look like when it's done properly. And they all said yes. And so we were hoping a few of them would jump back in the boat. But we did this with 28 companies, and all 28 signed back up with the magazine, and 65% bought more advertising than they ever bought before, because they finally saw what correct looks like. And they hadn't seen that for their brand before. And even though they didn't understand everything we did, emotionally they saw it, and they go, you know what? It works when you do it right. And it's so simple. I could teach anybody in an afternoon how to do it. But it really is. Emotions are simple, and we're all born with them.
See, and that's the great thing about the your expertise and authority. It's why one of the reasons I created the Expert Authority Effect, because you don't need to chase people down. Play at the highest level, demonstrate it, and it's like, it cuts the sales so much more down. You still have to know what you're doing and serve people and have a good heart, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, instead of going to 100 people trying to sell them, and you might get 1, 5, 10, if you're good, 15 or 20. Look, I mean, you closed 100% by being the expert, and they just trusted it. Isn't that easier?
Yeah, we took the time to care a little bit and say, let's analyze this brand. The owners of the brands almost never analyze it correctly, because they're thinking features, benefits, you know, and all the things that the award.
Yeah, and I will personally say there's been many times I've hired people and I'm just like, I have so much going on. It's the same as when I'm hosting the show like now versus being a guest on other shows, which I do all the time. It's like I'm not responsible for every moving part. I can relax and my mind's in a different place. Same thing when it's like, here, take this. I care. It's my own brand. But my mind's going like this about 58 other things. Yours is focused on one the same way mine's focused on one when we're doing a business book for you. So even if you are good at it, you can't see your own blind spots.
No, and that's a good point because people say, well, you know, how am I going to do all this? I know you're the ad guy. You can do this stuff. Well, we show it to you in such simple form in the books and online and everything you get when you complete your test. It really, do you know what our big formula is? This is, I'll give this away. It's a big secret. Our complicated formula for, if you can do this, you can do Admanity. It's called 1 + 2 = 3. If you can do 1 + 2 = 3, you can do any formula in Admanity. And I'm joking how I'm making fun of it, but it's that simple. It's one emotion plus another emotion.
I'm glad it's that simple.
Pair them up. They work best in pairs. And, you know, by themselves, they have some power, put them together and they're superpowers. That's what you want for your brand. And we show you the ones that go together, obviously quite well for you, maybe not for that brand over there, but for you, these two are going to be golden for you. And once you know that, you can create 100 ads. The ads are easy to create once you know the framework that goes in them. Or we even have a section with all the words, phrases, and the metaphors that should go in these ads that are custom fit to your style of business. So you already have all the power words and all the closing words and all that stuff. You already have it in your Admanity report. We give you the colors that you should be using. We give you the upsells. When you got a client, you want to get a little more. They may not want to buy anymore today. Here's the emotion you add to the mix and instantly they want to buy more. You lose a customer, they're turning you down. They're walking away. They're mad at you even. How do you win them back? Because it costs 5 times as much money to get a new one as it does to keep the current customers, right? So you should try to do something. So we give you the formulas for winning back somebody who is refusing your brand right now. It's reverse psychology. So it's all in there. If you just, you know, it's 150 pages and you don't read it all at once. Like you saw how much is in there. You read it a little bit at a time, you know, just bite size. And just like anything else, you know, you don't have to memorize this stuff. And it's 24/7 access. We give it to, it's all updated. You always have the most current version of your reports and articles, everything in your portal when you go there. So, cause we update everything constantly and you never see it, but we do that. So it's a big family that we're just building and everybody's getting smart and everybody's getting
knowledgeable. Yeah, and that's good because really things change. I mean, before the internet, there was no SEO. Before the internet, there was no websites. But the core strategies, what you're teaching, hold true through all the generations. You know, how do you run Facebook ads before Facebook? It's like I have joked for years and it's just starting to hear about it. And when I changed the company name again – years ago, and I'm actually excited because it's been a long time, I said, I don't want to have to keep changing it based on what we're doing, because at the end of the day, it's always helping someone. When we're using holograms for advertising and marketing, I don't need to change it to IWD now holograms. You know, at one point it was IMI CPA web design, and then it was like, well, I was so tired because there's so many avenues and so many ways you can help someone. It's like marketing is, I mean, you could use a calendar or the pens or whatever, and that's a form of marketing. So I love that you focus on the strategies and that you keep it updated, because moving forward in 5-10 years from now, when someone's listening to this, they'll be going, oh, he didn't even mention the XYZ thing. It's like, yeah, because I don't have a crystal ball, but, you know, I'd like to think I'm pretty smart. I want to ask you, I got one question before we thank our sponsor. And this is the wheel of whatever. That is a good spin. Some of them have not been so great.
That's awesome.
But my question for you is, what would you say, what company would you say has the best advertising and marketing right now?
The best advertising and marketing.
That's a good
right
one,
now.
Huh?
Boy, you know, yeah, because I spend so much time studying all these winning ads.
Not the ad, not just a cool
Wow.
ad, because there's a couple ad campaigns I can think of that it's like, okay, that's cool, but the company overall, like, consistently.
You know what? I don't know if I'll surprise anybody with this, but I'll say it. A lot of people don't know it, but Geico was once a failing brand. Years and years ago, they were not the darlings of the media like they are now. They were,
No kidding, I
I'm
had
not going
no
to say
idea.
bankrupt, but they were looking at it, and they had overgrown, and they'd done some things, made some mistakes along the way, and they were having real serious money issues, but nobody had heard of them. It's called Government Employee Insurance Company. Nobody had ever heard of that. The commercials you see now that have been run by the Martin Agency are brilliant, and not because they're brilliant, but because they almost aren't. They know you don't want to buy car insurance. They know nobody wants to buy car insurance. But they know you got to, and you do have a choice. Now there's 2,000 companies that sell it, but now they're the number two company in the entire United States, only because they hit their formula. And we always tell you, once a company hits formula, kiss them goodbye. They are going into orbit, because once you hit formula, it's just not even the same game. And that's where they're at right now. They just keep making fun commercials because you like lizards and you like screaming pigs and you like cavemen and you don't like insurance, so they show you everything but insurance. Oh, and we'll save you 15%. So that is actually a formula. We'll show you that formula in your Admenity report. And so it all comes down to formula. And so I would say that's a great example, because everyone's seen that, and we've all watched it happen right in front of our eyes every night.
Okay. Very good. Well, I thought you were going to say someone else, but that is a good one, and I've actually used them as an example too. And one of the first things I did 10, 15 years ago, I made a character that was animated. And the Geico lizard inspired him. And
Really?
yeah, they've been around for a minute. I did not know they were a government employee insurance company, and I did not know they were. I've only known them as ultra successful, but it's interesting what you say about the formula. Once someone hits that, orbit sounds great.
Yeah, I bet. Here's a couple other things I bet you didn't know about them. And we always throw the trivia, because there's so much ad trivia. Do you know why they invented the Geico lizard, the animated lizard, to begin with?
Because he's super
The
cute.
reason is, he's cute and he's British and all that. And interestingly, they don't sell Geico in England, but they sell a lot of British lizards to us. No, when they first started out, there was an actor strike, and they were forbidden to use live actors in the commercials. So they had to get a commercial done, and so they had to create an animated character that wouldn't age, so they would never have this problem again. And they created the lizard, and by the way, his name is
Wow.
Martin. Nobody knows that either. His name is Martin for the agency, Martin Agency, that created him. So interesting stuff.
No kidding. And it's one thing I always love about entrepreneurial spirit is it's like, here's a brick wall. Well, we're going to find a way to get through it. It's like, I mean, that's a real out-of-the-box solution. Same thing with the pet rock. Same thing. Most of the backstories of these large companies, it's crazy. You know, people, it's like, that's what they did. Well, that's why they're where they are, because they thought outside the box. We're going to thank our sponsor, and we're going to come back for the imperfect action round. You've heard me say every business needs a book, including yours, and it's true. And that's why you should visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. But you know what? Don't take my word for it. Take it from a few of my authors, like Lori.
And I went from having an idea and the possibility to actually getting my book published.
Or Catherine.
Thank you for making my mom number one best-selling author.
Or Mary Alice.
What he got done for me in 3 days regarding my book launch, unmanageable.
John Cody.
I've worked with Mario over the phone and online, and he's been very helpful in getting me where I needed to go with promoting my books.
Rocio.
There's no way in the world I would have been able to do this with somebody else. Again, I've attempted it in the past. It didn't serve me. As a matter of fact, I ended up more frustrated than anything. So this has been a very seamless process.
Adele.
If you're looking for an amazing business coach, I highly recommend Mario Facchini.
Or Bill Benner.
I can't make a higher recommendation for Mar than to work with Mario Ficini. He has been great for me. And right now, I won't work with anybody else except for Mario.
Hey, their words, not mine. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now, and I look forward to hearing your transformation as the next video success story. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. And we are back with the Imperfect Action Round. Brian, are you ready to take imperfect action?
I think so. I don't think I have a choice, do I, Mario?
You always have a choice, but it would be nice if you did, so no. I got three questions for you. Rapid fire, 60 second or less answers. The first one is, what is the fastest path to the profits?
Obviously the path least traveled by all the other guys. And interestingly, we tell you to copy the big brands. And by doing so, you become unlike all of the other small businesses that are still wallowing around in the muck. So we show you the right path, and it's a very simple one, and it's very clear. Secondarily, don't create your ads of conscious mind. Conscious mind hasn't bought anything yet. Logical minds don't purchase. They say no to everything. So we'll show you in your ad manager report how to speak emotionally, which is subconsciously, which is what makes people reach for the credit cards.
Excellent. Number two, what is the biggest problem you see your prospects making and the fastest way for them to fix it?
They focus too much on product. One of the things you learn if you hang around the advertising arena long enough is what's more important is the perception of your brand. It's far more important than your actual brand. And that sounds kind of bad to say, but what people think is what you are. If they think you're a bad brand, you're a horrible brand.
And yeah, no matter perception what you think, is reality.
Perception is reality, and it's no more true than in advertising, where you create the perception through emotional methods. And if you don't like what's being said, change the conversation. Famous line from Mad Men. You can always change the conversation of your brand by changing its perception. And people focus on the facts, the figures, the dates, the awards, the logo, all the stuff that doesn't sell. Focus on the things that make the ad leap, you know, in front of people, make them want to buy it. Give them that emotional reason to buy, not the logical things. They don't work.
Excellent. Number three, what is the best way to maximize customer lifetime value?
Okay, I'm going to give you three quick ways to do that. First of all, upsell your customers. The best customer you have is the one you already have. They're most likely to buy more with the least amount of marketing and effort. So they're almost like free money. So the first thing we do is we teach you how to upsell the current customer base that you have. They're absolutely the best customers. Most marketers focus on the people they don't have yet. Focus on the ones you have. Secondarily, when you do lose a customer, it will happen. It's not a shame. Just get them back. There are tactics to win them back. The brand that wins back its lost customers grows twice as fast as the brand that just replaces the leaky bucket, because you're going to replace your leaky bucket anyway. So always replace the customers, or at least try to. Now, a couple of them, let them go. They're better off in your competitor's world. They're going to make him crazy. But the good ones, you should fight and you should win back. And thirdly, we give you a whole section in the report about gifting. You need to thank your customers. I don't care if you spend $20 or $4 or $4,000, but you need to thank your customers for being your customers. And if you don't do it, someone else is going to pre-thank them and take them away from you. And it happened to me. I have a big story about how one company lost $5 million over the gift that they gave. We show you how to give the right gift that matches your brand. So you should not only win back lost clients, but increase the spending from current clients and take care of those people. They are the most important people in your world.
Oh, that's powerful. Thank you for sharing all of those. What are some books that have changed your life?
Oh, man. We've got a whole library of books. I think they all were incrementally contributory to my changed life. I get into the psychology of the subconscious mind. And, you know, once you start learning a little bit about what's between your ears, you realize the most important computer ever made is right there. More powerful than any computer on the planet Earth. And the power that you have. So I tend to read some of Joseph Murphy's stuff, The Power of the Subconscious Mind. But I also love branding books, and I love the Ogilvy stuff. You know, it's hard not to geek out because that actually happened. It happened in an era where there was no internet, no social media, in case people think it's impossible. And they were building billion-dollar brands back then with stone tools and knives. So it can be done. And so I love to read about all the old stuff. You learn from the masters. When you can read a book and it shows all these brands that had no marketing, no money, no hope, they had no TV even back, and they were back then, and they were making that kind of money.
And some didn't even have radio yet.
Yeah, some of these brands were literally a magazine ad, and barely, because they could barely print some of these ads. They're making millions of dollars. It's just crazy. And a lot of these ads that we revere so much, for example, Volkswagen, when they came to the United States, they had no money. General Motors could outspend them 50-1. They laughed at the car. It's ugly. It's small. It's not powerful. It's basically something that was invented by Nazis. Nobody even wanted to distribute the car. And it became the number one most produced car in the history of all cars because of their ad campaign, for one reason. And black and white ads, they had no money. They could not afford color, but it was so good and so on formula that the brand just became number one. You know, it's crazy what you can do when you know how.
That's exciting. That's powerful, but also exciting. So thank you for sharing that. Where would you like people to learn more?
Well, they can go to admanity.com. That's an ad plus man plus I-T-Y. .com, and there's a lot of information there. And we also have a special website for your listeners. They can get extra goodies if they go to admanity.com/expert authority effect, all one word. Just type expert authority effect after the slash. And there you'll get a free report. You can download about 20 pages of information about some of this emotional stuff that we're talking about, real interesting things. And you'll be invited to become one of the founders of Admanity. It's a huge program that we're launching, and it gets you all kinds of extra items, and it's no extra charge. Everything is for the people that are getting in now. Best value probably we'll ever do. And you'll learn more about us there. So between those two places, hey, just type Admanity into Google and you go nuts. We got like 8 pages of stuff that comes up. It's crazy. So just get to us. Hey, look me up on LinkedIn, Brian Gregory, and Admanity. I will engage with you, ask me questions. Let's get acquainted. I like to do that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mario. I love your show. I love the professionalism. I've been so looking forward to being here today, and you did not disappoint.
Well, I appreciate that. I put a lot into it, and it means a lot. So thank you. And you definitely showed up and delivered. So great episode once again. Thank you. All right, Expert Authority World, we have another great one here today. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless. You're already the expert, but have you transformed your expertise into a tangible asset that will generate and qualify leads while increasing profit for you 24/7? And if so, how well are you promoting it? With the Expert Authority Effect publishing method, it's easier and faster than ever. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com today to learn the 7 steps to publish and promote your nonfiction lead and profit-generating business book in 8 weeks. Visit freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com to get started now. Once again, that's freebusinessbookpublishingcourse.com. Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you got a lot out of it. I know I sure did. If you haven't done so already, I invite you to subscribe to the show. And also be sure to check out eainterviews.com for complete show notes, the full interview video experience, links to the resources we mentioned, and more. Have a blessed day, and I'll see you tomorrow.